Thank you, Chair. Mr. High Commissioner, I'm honored to address the esteemed audience in my capacity as the new permanent representative of Israel to the UNHCR. I would like to thank the Ambassador Stash for her apt leadership of this body this year. The UN Agency for Refugees is doing truly crucial work to support persons in vulnerable situations across the globe. And just now we heard from the esteemed ambassador from the United Kingdom about the dire situation in Sudan. To that extent, we wish to reiterate our continued support for the age gender diversity approach, which is key to an equitable and fair human rights access by those in situations of migration and or displacement. We would like to note the important work done to that extent by Israeli civil society, such as IsraAid, which have helped combat sexual and gender-based violence in conflict in South Sudan and reestablish access to education for children affected by violence and refugee camps in Kenya. Chair, it has now been 1 year since the terrorist attack of Hamas on October 7, and over a year of consistent rocket attacks on Israel from the terrorist groups Hamas, Hezbollah, but also other hostile actors in the region, including Houthis from Yemen and others. Since the beginning of the war on my country, over 20,000 rockets have been fired indiscriminately at Israel. While Hamas committed heinous terrorist attacks on October 7, Hezbollah joined in on October 8 by launching relentless attacks on Israel without any provocation. Hezbollah has fired over 13,000 projectiles, 1,500 anti-tank missiles, and hundreds of explosive drones at Israel over the course of the past year. More than 60 Israelis, including children, have been killed by Hezbollah's rockets, with hundreds injured and severe damage inflicted on Israeli towns and villages. Resulting from the Hamas and Hezbollah attacks, up to 250,000 Israelis have been displaced from their homes in both north and south of Israel. These persons deserve better than to be continuously cast aside by the UN. Israel is exercising efforts to help persons in these vulnerable situations, including by offering temporary housing and social help. Thankfully, Israeli civil society is also working tirelessly to help and assist these persons. Since October 7, HIAS, the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society, has supported more than 250,000 people in Israel, with a focus on fulfilling basic needs such as hygiene kits, blankets and school supplies, serving the most marginalized and conflict-affected communities in Israel who still need food and mental health and psychosocial support. Chair, Israel is not at war with the Palestinian people. It is at war with Hamas. Israel is not at war with the Lebanese people. It is at war with Hezbollah. Israel is undertaking targeted, limited raid operations in southern Lebanon aimed at Hezbollah military assets and infrastructures along the Blue Line in full compliance with international humanitarian law. To date, more than 700 Hezbollah terror assets in Lebanon, such as tunnels, missiles, weaponry, and launchers, all embedded in heart of civilian areas, have been uncovered and destroyed. Sadly, urban warfare will always result in tragic deaths, harm, and damage. But statements made in this room completely overlook the double war crime that both Hezbollah and Hamas are committing, embedding their assets and operatives in and amongst the civilian population and civilian infrastructure, and using it to target the Israeli population indiscriminately. Israel is fulfilling its duty to protect its citizens from terrorist organizations that seeks our annihilation. we will continue to take all necessary measures in full compliance with international law to ensure the safety of our people. I would like to remind us that 101 hostages have been held for 376 days in Gaza, in the tunnels, in the worst conditions, by Hamas. They must be released now. Chair, Israel has no desire to be in southern Lebanon. Our goal is only to protect our people. Innocent population of Lebanon and Israel cannot be held in a terrorist stronghold by Hezbollah any longer. The truth is, the people and Israel of Israel and of Lebanon are on the same side, on the side of the free world against terrorism. Israel will continue defending its population in line with IHL and removing the danger from its borders so that those who had to flee can return to their homes. Mr. High Commissioner, I'm looking forward to discussing these and other issues with you very soon. I thank you.